Hi guys, welcome back to Strength Stories with Jory. Today we have on one of my online clients, Joe McLean, who also owns Agency 220 and does all of our podcasting. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ryan.
Give the audience a quick background of how you got started here.
We started producing your podcast here and your social media reels for your podcast and things like that. I really wanted to take control over my health and get control over something that I've let go for far too long. I have four kids, and you know, I want to be around for them, you know, in years to come and see my grandkids and things like that. And so, started this business, a couple years ago. And really, my health really went down the drain, you know, just working crazy hours, you know, grabbing fast food and things like that, just to, because it was convenient. You know, I kind of took a step back, you know, reevaluated at the beginning of this year going, you know, hey, I need to set some goals. You know, I've set goals with the business, but I also need to do it personally. And that was really a huge motivating factor and a drive. Mm-hmm. You know, in January, I kept telling myself, you know, when I'm making the right choices, it's, you know, my future self will thank you. The Joe in July will thank me that, you know, it's like, I'm going to feel better about myself because I can't hide under coats and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so my future self will thank me for making the right choices now.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on is we've talked about this before, but you just have one of the busier schedules of any of my clients. I mean, obviously, being a business owner, you're working from sun up to sun down, and then you throw in, like, again, you said you've got four kids. You're coaching on teams, you're on an intramural baseball team, like just one thing after another that, again, it's just a lot more challenges than probably most people have in terms of fitting it into their schedule. So would you talk a little bit about what adjustments have you made that have helped you with that?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest, and you and I both know that I wasn't very successful at that, especially during the sports season. You know, I had two kids in sports, sports myself. Oh, and church activities.
Oh, yeah, on top of it.
Yeah. So we had something going every single night of the week. And so, you know, I kind of had fallen into the rhythm of, you know, going and doing my workouts in the evening and going and coaching, running kids here and there has really played a limiting factor in when I could do that. Mm-hmm. I will say that, you know, I wasn't as successful as I ought to have been with being that being dedicated to, you know, the however many workouts per week. However, I've still logged my calories, still, you know, have been making, for the most part, the right decisions as far as what I'm eating and things like that. You know, I feel like I've had some good successes with that, even still losing weight and things like that as I've been going through that busy season.
It's a great example, too, of just controlling the controllables. Like right now, we were not going to get in your full workout schedule, but even at least not letting everything slide and maintain that nutrition, because you've essentially maintained that throughout the whole time. And again, obviously we want to have both parts of that piece, but if we can only have one, it's like, it's better to have at least one versus having none. And I find a lot of times when people stop doing their workouts, like, well, then they just let everything slide and they just say, well, I'll start the whole thing up again. It's like, well, why? If we can still maintain at least some semblance of, like, towards our goals, it just makes it that much easier to start up. And then that way you're not having to re-lose pounds that you've already lost.
Right.
So looking at that then, compared to where we started at the beginning in terms of what you were doing with your nutrition, one of the things that we've noticed with you is that protein was an issue initially, which is very common for most people. Most people aren't already doing fitness stuff, tend to be pretty low in protein initially. And you made huge moves on there. I mean, God, we're probably up 50, 60 grams a day over what you were eating initially. So could you talk a little bit about things that you've done that have helped fit that in without changing too much with your busy schedule?
Yeah. So my secret trick has been using the Core Life protein shakes. They taste great.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. They taste great. They don't, you know, after having never had protein shakes or, you know, buying the powder from Costco, and it's like, okay, I'm going to choke some of these down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, trying to find something that actually tastes good, that I'm actually really going to enjoy, because I feel like if I'm going to enjoy it, I'm going to be more motivated to keep it up. Mm-hmm. And so getting those the Core Life protein shakes has really been a huge help to maintaining or keeping up with the higher protein grams per day.
And that's actually a good example of one of the things I like with my clients to do with protein shakes is, assuming we don't have allergies, assuming someone can tolerate whey and all those other things, is just going to like a natural grocer's or going to a like GNC or something like that, where a lot of times they will have free samples or samples you can pay like a dollar or two, and then that way you're only going to invest a couple of dollars. You can try a couple different brands and find one you like versus spending $80 or whatever they cost now to get a huge tub only to realize like this flavor actually kind of sucks.
Yes, yes. So I actually did some research, and I think on Reddit even, and a lot of people recommended the Ghost brand. Have you tried that?
I haven't. Again, I have some food allergies and weird stuff. But I actually have a friend who used to be sponsored by Ghost.
Yeah.
And yeah, they have an insane amount of flavors. And so it's nice to have multiple varieties. I've always said that with protein bars is you can find a protein bar you really like. And if you eat it every single day after a while, you're sick of even the best flavors. And that's why it's good to find a brand that has multiple flavors. So you at least can incorporate some variety and stretch out how long it takes you to get sick of them. Like I used to eat the RX protein bars basically daily. And I think I had a solid 3-4 years where I couldn't even eat a single one because I just got so sick of that flavor. Just like, again, they're made with dates. I love dates until you have dates every single day. And it's no different than protein shakes or any other sort of thing. Like, find at least a little bit of variety because no matter how much you like it, you're not going to want it forever.
I've done that with Built Bars.
Mm-hmm.
High protein, lower calorie, and you can have so many before you get tired of those. But those are a great source of protein. Like, at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I need to get, you know, another 20 grams or something like that and just pop a Built Bar, things like that. Also, the other thing that I've really been incorporating a lot is cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll grill up some burgers for dinner and, you know, we'll have a grilled burger with, you know, and I'll do the bun and everything like that. I'll fit it into my calories for the day. But instead of doing like fries, I'll do, you know, a cup of cottage cheese. Yeah. And that really helps me get my numbers up too.
I mean, that's going like all the way back to like the 1980s. That was like the cliche, like you go to the salad bar, you get your salad and your cottage cheese. And again, it's good because it works. You know, like I said, like the macros are crazy, taste is great, and you can do a billion different things with cottage cheese.
Yeah. I've seen where people make queso with cottage cheese.
Yep.
I need to try it.
Yep.
But I actually just saw a video today of this guy that made ice cream out of cottage cheese.
Yep. Especially that's where you look into like the Ninja Creamy and stuff like that, which is kind of the craze like a year and a half ago. And they are like, I don't have them myself, but I have multiple clients who have it and they just love them.
I have to try it. Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, for a lot of people, that's really what it is just finding ways we can eat roughly the same foods and incorporate it versus, again, if you have to change your entire lifestyle, unless you end up really realizing how much you like that food that you didn't realize before, you're probably not going to stick with that. Instead, it's like, okay, how can I make the same meal? Because it feels comfortable then, but then make it adjustable so that it still fits within your calories. So then as far as workouts, which now where I feel like we're getting back on kind of a roll with your workouts again, what has helped you with that as far as finding time or making time for that?
I think really, and I've said this to a few people, the hardest muscle that I've actually had to learn to exercise is my brain, although it's not a muscle. Yeah. But you get the figure of speech, though. Yeah. And it's the discipline, because exercising that discipline is, and just doing it when I don't feel like it, or it's like, I have to do it. It's Tuesday night. I have nothing going now. Sports are done. I need to go do it. Exercising that. So just doing the hard thing, even though it's not enjoyable, that's, and then once I go, I'm like, yeah, this is great. Yep. You know, and it feels good to actually get that workout in. You get that fresh blood into the brain, you know, and I come away just feeling like a new man.
Well, it's like, what's the cliche saying of like the hardest exercise is actually just opening the door. It's like, once you're in there, you're going to work hard.
Absolutely.
And I've talked with this actually numerous clients with my classes and stuff where that's what they like so much about having a class structure is that someone waiting on them. Cause once they're there, nobody ever wimps out on their workout once they're there.
Yeah.
It's more a matter of like finding reasons like, I can't make it today. I'll make it in tomorrow. And then it becomes next Friday. And then it becomes 2 months later. And so, if you can get there, you're going to tend to do pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And then I feel like, getting there once, it makes the next time easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes the next time easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just getting more comfortable in general with being there.
Yeah. And then even, honestly, one of the things that was one of the hardest things about coming into the gym for the first time is figuring out where the equipment is.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I mean, and everybody just always knows, you know, it looks like it. And I'm the newbie, like, you know, walking around going, okay, there's that. And
Well, and then literally like within 2-3 weeks of you getting started, we got all brand new equipment and everything was in a different place. So even I was like, okay, lat pull down is over here now.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest differences I've noticed in your nutrition recently has been when you're taking trips now or when you end up having to go to restaurants with your family. Can you talk a little bit about some of the hacks you've found there that have helped you stay a little more on plan with that?
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite breakfast is the chicken fried chicken at Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And before I went on my trip to Missoula, I texted Ryan and said, mm-hmm. okay, this is my weakness and this is where I'm going to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that you said really stuck with me, and it really has changed how I eat, you know, in planning ahead going to a restaurant or eating something that's going to be not so good for me. And you said, well, pound down one of those shakes. So I was in the parking lot of Cracker Barrel.
Pre-gaming,
yeah. Yeah, pre-gaming. I pounded down one of those Core Fit life things and went in, ordered the chicken fried chicken.
Mm.
And the other thing you said was, don't finish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in, ordered what I liked, and I didn't finish. Texted you a picture because I was like, it was hard to do.
Yeah.
But actually, I felt satiated a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And once you hit that, you know, feeling of satiation, again, exercising that brain again to say, hey, enough is enough. Don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I like to eat. I like the taste of the food. That's how I got fat. And so, but feeling satiated and eating for the, you know, just to, for the sustenance instead of, and so it's just a really kind of a reprogramming of the brain and things like that. The other thing is finding a good gas station food.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I know those Core Life, again, I'm
should be sponsored.
But eating drinking one of those the Core Lifes and then beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back from Missoula. I did the beef and cheese stick for a higher protein, low calorie option.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, this last time when I went back to Cracker Barrel for breakfast, I got the steak and eggs.
Mm-hmm. Awesome calories. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like, but see, I'm not as green and needing that, like, you know, hand holding, so to speak. Yeah. But it's like really being able to identify what it is when I'm looking at a menu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at it with a whole different lens. What's high protein? What's lower calories?
Yep.
Eggs, steak. I mean, you can't go wrong with eggs and steak anyway.
And I also think it helps too. It's like once you get rolling, you start to see results and you're losing weight. It becomes a lot easier to be like, well, okay, I don't want to lose what I've my progress here. So I'm going to pick this option.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's not really suffering to have steak and eggs. Like steak and eggs is delicious regardless. Yes. But and going back to what you're saying in the gas stations, like 6, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, it was definitely not as easy. I mean, there was almost always jerky of some kind, but your options were kind of limited. And now you go to like a town pump and there's literally an aisle of just jerky.
Yep.
So it's like, as long as you don't have allergies to anything, like
there's
no way you can't find an option that'll work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's
always protein options. Playing half the time there's, you know, bananas and strawberries too, or yogurt if you want something that's less salty. Like, you can almost always find something now. It's just whether or not, again, we can go back to that willpower and being like, okay, is my goal this important, or do I really want to just, like you said, have the chicken fried steak and say screw it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and one thing that's also empowering is, you know, having that chicken fried steak and saying screw it, but keeping that within my week calories.
Exactly.
So, okay, I'm going to go over today because I am having that, you know, enjoying that dinner with my family, or it's a holiday or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But then the next day I'm going to eat lighter so that I can make up the difference on those calories.
Yeah. And again, I think people a lot of times overrate the going over thing. It's like, even if you don't over it, like 1,000 calories over the course of the week, that only averages like to 160 calories per day, which again is a jump, but it kind of tends to even out most of the time, as long as we're not crazy.
Right.
You know, if you have 5,000 calories over, that's going to be a little different, but
in
general, it's, if you can keep it to one day and not let it like throw you down the stairs, essentially, it doesn't tend to have much of an impact. But if we let it affect our mindset, that's where it tends to matter a lot more. Cause then we just start saying, screw it to the next thing and the next thing and the next. And then it's been 6 weeks and you've been off plan the whole time.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing is, you know, okay, Friday, we're going to go out for pizza because it's been a long week. Mm-hmm. We go to do pizza. And it's like, okay, here's the cheat day. And then Saturday, it's like, we're at a barbecue. And it's like, oh, okay, well, all right. So it'll be another cheat meal. And then come Sunday. And it's like, no. You can't turn a cheat day into a cheat weekend type of thing. And just, again, exercising that self-control of having that cheap meal but not making it a cheap weekend.
And this is why I'm like the thousandth person that's compared this, actually probably the millionth, but why it's so similar to finances. Like, yeah, you can buy something you want, but if you keep buying the thing you want, eventually you're going to want something you really want. And you're like, oh, now I don't have the money.
Right.
And it's really no different with nutrition, where like you kind of looking at your week ahead of time, like, okay, I know I'm going to have, like you said, pizza with the family on Friday and we have this barbecue. It's like, okay, planning those ahead as constants. Now looking back at the week, how do I adjust to make those fit into my week? Because again, what was the thing? I literally shared this on Instagram today. You can have anything you want and not get fat. You just can't have as much of everything you want and not get fat. Like you can have it, like you said, with your chicken fried steak. You can find a portion of it that fits your calories. You just can't have that whole thing all the time and still fit the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Because, yeah, like I told you, I would pound down that whole chicken fried steak and the pancakes and then be looking to my kid for whatever he's not
eating. And that's like 3 days worth of calories
down. Exactly. But having that exercise of going, okay, I had half of that chicken fried steak. I had a bite of that pancake and called it quits. Yeah.
There was a study they did one time, and I assume this is true on most foods, but they found with like dark chocolate, when you have like a square of dark chocolate and you get the dopamine hit, what's funny is the second and third and fourth hits or squares don't actually give you any additional dopamine. Like at that point, we're just eating out of habit. And we've all done this before. We're like, I don't really give a shit if I'm not hungry anymore. I'm still eating this cake. But again, coming back to goals and stuff, how bad do you want that goal? Because again, like I will fit in any food that I want, but sometimes I'm just like I actually was just on vacation this last week in Texas. And I had a ice cream thing where I didn't finish the whole thing because it's like I wanted it because I'm never going to see us again in Montana. But I'm like, I don't want to be just ruined for the rest of the day. So I'm going to have it. And I'm going to accept the fact that I threw away $5 worth and just move on. Like, you can afford to throw away $5 worth of food. It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Yep. Even if it's not always the fun thing to do.
Yeah.
But again, it's like if you have goals, you're going to adhere to that.
Right. Yeah. Setting that limit and that boundary. Yeah.
Yeah. Boundaries and fitness in general. Just they said coming back to time or coming to food or all these things, like if we don't set boundaries, we're never getting anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and then one thing I appreciate about you is, you know, okay, maybe I don't have a great week. And then you realign me with my goals going, okay, well, what about your goals? And things like that really help refocus and realign going, yeah, I did have that pizza night and I did have that barbecue and I had that Sunday, whatever. And then, you know, come Monday, you're like, well, what about your goals? And it's like, yeah. I'm not going to get to my goals if I'm blowing it all weekend.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever had anyone that hasn't had a bad week or a bad weekend. Like, everyone's going to slip up or have something that's worth it to them to slip up for. Again, it's just how do we get back on track? Like, getting back on track is actually arguably more important than the track itself. Like, if we can't get back on track, none of it all matters. Like, I can give you the perfect numbers, but if we're constantly just jumping off of them, where are we going?
Yeah.
So to finish here, I just wanted to wrap up with some rapid fire questions for you. First one, what's your favorite exercise? I feel like I know the answer.
I like the lat pull downs.
I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah. I feel like such a tough guy doing them.
Hey, they're great.
And thanks for posting that on Instagram. Oh, I was like, oh yeah, I look good.
An arguably more important question. Favorite Star Wars character?
Oh, that's a good question. What is my favorite? I kind of like Han because he's kind of that goofy guy and I can, you know, somewhat identify with him a little bit in regards to that. We're going to go with Han.
Okay. See, I would have originally said Han as well, but now when we watch Star Wars with my daughter, she has to figure out which character is each person. So since she's Princess Leia, that makes me naturally Darth Vader. So now I guess I'm Darth Vader.
Oh, you're Darth Vader.
Yeah. Not a bad thing to be.
Yeah.
Last one, a little more on topic. What's been your favorite protein snack?
My favorite protein snack? I mean, would it be surprising if I said
core protein? I think if we say it four times, they have to sponsor it.
It's the strawberry banana one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will take take a box of those.
Yes. I have them on reoccurring delivery on Amazon.
Yeah. But, okay, I know it's kind of the end of the episode, but that is another super smart thing is just, if you find something you like, put it on reoccurring. Like, again, A, you save a tiny bit of money, but also that way you're ensuring that it's never not there.
Right.
Like, I have that happen to a lot of people where they have their protein stuff all set up, and then they just forget to go shopping for, like, a month, and now they have nothing. It's like having a stock on hand or having something that's constantly coming in is always a good idea.
I have them in the refrigerator at the office, and I have them in the refrigerator at home.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse why I can't just... Yeah.
Yeah. I think eventually, maybe for the winter, you can build a jacket that just has one like built in. So you're just always like,
there you go.
Awesome. So, Joe, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Ryan.
Appreciate it. Awesome. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you next week.